The delegation, headed by our man, deputy chairman of the SPLM North, Malik Agar faction, arrived Thursday afternoon in Khartoum from Juba. Officials with the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, a coalition of nine armed groups, are scheduled to meet with top officials of the transitional government and members of the Forces for Freedom and Change coalition, then travel to the conflict zones to speak to the public about the Juba-mediated peace agreement. Nimir Muhammad Abdurrahman, the deputy head of the delegation, tells South Sudan in Focus, "It feels good to be back home after more than 17 years in exile." He says the group's presence in Khartoum demonstrates that peace has become a reality in Sudan.
We came to see it with the people in the different places and the regions to explain to them that how far the Juba Peace Agreement will help them, and the Juba Peace Agreement itself, how he can help the people in economically, politically. We have been listening and seeing the security situation in Darfur. It is just very terrible.
The Transitional Government and the Sudanese Revolutionary Front, or SRF, signed an agreement late last month in Juba, ending years of fighting in the Darfur and Blue Nile regions. Abdurrahman says he believes the peace deal addresses all issues that made rebel fighters take up arms against Khartoum's government.
We discussed all the issues. The most important for us to address the root cause of the problems. But we think that we need all the people to come together. Abdulaziz Al-Hilu, Abdul Wahid from Darfur, and the rest of the people to come and to help us to join hands and then to work together. Peace is for all. And we think that the environment in Sudan now is completely different.
Abdurrahman says after meeting with their counterparts in the transitional government, SRF officials will travel to Darfur, South Kordofan, Blue Nile, and Eastern Sudan to talk about the peace agreement with citizens. He says the agreement provides for the safe return of all refugees and IDPs to Sudan and grants them equal status as citizens.
They will return to their original home safely, and we also going to provide to them security and everything where they need to go back to their homes. What is most important to the whole Sudanese, Juba Peace Agreement will change Sudan. Sudan will not be like the past. They will change Sudan forever, will be a country for equal citizenship rights, and will be a democratic state.
He's speaking to reporters during a briefing at Sudan's news agency building in Khartoum last night. Maryam Sadiq Al-Mahdi, a leader with the Forces for Freedom and Change coalition, welcomed the delegation to Sudan and said she supports the group's decision to discuss the deal with the people in the war-affected parts of the country. Al-Mahdi says it is time all Sudanese feel safe where they live, without fear of being attacked or targeted based on religion, ethnicity, or political affiliation.
So we are all in one picture. We all act as guards to protect it, and our thoughts should be inclusive about the meaning of peace. We need a peace that would allow every citizen to feel safe, a peace that would help in the safe return of refugees and IDPs into their homes, a peace that would relieve the burden of economic and political marginalization.
Two holdout groups, the SPLM North faction led by General Abdulaziz Al-Hilu and Sudan Liberation Movement faction led by Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur, have yet to reach a comprehensive peace agreement with the government. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok and the SPLM North faction led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu have agreed in principles to continue meeting in Juba and develop a roadmap that lays out a methodology for negotiations. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.